We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO. It's just plumb beautiful out there. 63 degrees, winds out of the west, southwest at 12, gusting up to 15. I don't know where that is. I walked outside a while ago and there wasn't hardly any wind. But anyway, we'll take it. I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast coming up. Go over a few things real quick. And in the house today is Mr. Jim Davis, Mrs. Jim Davis / Debbie, and their beautiful daughter Jordan's in here. So we're going to have a great time. They got the big bull sale coming up this Saturday, and that's what we're going to talk about. But knowing Jim and me, we'll get sidetracked. So anyway, we'll get sidetracked. And by the way, check this out. Look at that. Lady FFA, I got this to thank you. You started this. I've got a hat every day since you guys come in last week. So I ain't got some hoodies. Mama Davis brought me a hat, a couple hats in, and then here comes the daughter. She was the hoodies, the caps. We hit the jackpot in the studio today. So anyway, it's all good. Well, if you guys know, this weekend the People's Convoy come through Western Oklahoma, and we got to go out there and watch it at Sayre. And from Oklahoma state line, basically from Shamrock, Texas people treated them the same all the way through Oklahoma. I read where that lady this morning said that the state of Oklahoma is unique and gave them the best welcome they've ever had since they started from California. They stayed here in Elk City overnight Saturday night, and they were just flags, American flags flying. And we won't get into the politics stuff of it, but because it's just a deal. It was great to see. And thank you, everybody, for coming out. Paragon and KCO and Cool were all out checking it out. I was on the golf course, and we had it on the TV at the clubhouse. So we went out there about 5 minutes before the convoy got there, so we didn't have to stand in line very long. But anyway, it was a great deal. And I have a secret admirer. I got two, but I can't read you what the second one says because it's not nice. But out there last night when I went to check the heifers, there's a piece of orange tape strapped onto my lock where the heifers are. And it says, "You will never guess who. I'm too sexy for my shirt." So I don't have a clue who you are, but I don't need no secret admirer. So anyway, I'm married. And but anyway, so thanks for the note you left, and I'm pretty sure I know who the second guy was. But grains are skyrocketed overnight. Matter of fact, let me double check it here. It's still going up. Cash wheat in Oklahoma is $9.19, up 67. Corn is $7.07. Milo $7. Soybeans are almost at $16 again at $15.90. So anyway, the little deal going on in Ukraine and other places, it just really put some stuff going on. Live cattle and lean hogs are all just steady or down a little bit. They're about the same as it was last Friday. But the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction is happening right now, and I'll have you some results tomorrow. Elk City Livestock Auction did not happen Friday, so no results from there. Woodward will be having their weekly cow and calf sale tomorrow. Also, March 8th at Woodward, Jerry has 30 red Angus bulls, 52-year-old red Angus pairs, 15 black Angus pairs with red calves, plus quite a few red Angus open and bred heifers coming. For more information on that, give Jerry a call up there. Again, that's March 8th. And then Hobart will be having their sale Wednesday at Hobart. Give Rex a call. Also happening right now at Woodward is the steer show going on at the Woodward District deal. They had the heifers this morning, and tomorrow night they will have their dinner at 5:30, and then the premium auction will be right after that. Elk City or not Elk City, Beckham County's having theirs right now. I stopped there on my way over this morning. They were hogs were going in and out of that ring. They had it going on over there, and they will be having their premium sale tomorrow night at 6:30 with the dinner prior to that at 5:30. So please, even if you don't have any money, go over there and show your support and help those kids out. They got a lot of time and money. Animals aren't cheap to take care of nowadays. But, well, I'm going to cut my first segment short. Just let everybody know we are streaming live on Facebook. We're streaming live on KECOFM.com. We're streaming live also on the Paragon app. And if you hadn't noticed, I'm on the radio also. But make sure and join us because we got a, the last show when I had Debbie and Jim in here, it was fun. So anyway, we're good. Now Jordan's here, so now maybe Jordan will tell some stories on her dad on the radio. So anyway, we'll see what happens. And because I got Mike Schweitzer in trouble. His FFA kids were in here. Well, Mike was telling us about a squirrel when he was playing golf at Oak Tree in Oklahoma City. None of the kids knew about it, so I told him to ask him about it when they seen him, so he probably got in trouble. Anyway, so he had his sale last week, and it was a great sale. All the bull sales and cattle sales we have around here are great. So anyway, but the one I get to actually attend is this Saturday because it's on a Saturday. I'm not doing the show. So we'll be right back after this. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
If you're a farmer or rancher, you rely on a business that can help you get the things you need fast so you can get back to work. Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma is that business. They carry farm equipment, oil-filled cattle guards, and fencing supplies. How about a cattle chute or hay trailer? They've got them. You need welding supplies? They've got that too. Learn more at everettswelding.com or see their ad inside the Penny News. That's Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma.
Is being an agent for Farm Bureau Insurance similar to farming in a sense?
Oh, very much so. You know, I think you've heard me say all the time, I'm available anytime. And I think in the farming world, you're available anytime. You know, you work long hours. You don't ever know what you're going to be doing the next day. You may wake up in the morning and think, I'm going to go plow, and someone calls and says, hey, your cows are out. And insurance is that way a lot. You know, I may come to the office and think, well, today I've got to get this done, and a storm hits the night before and your gears change and you're taking care of your customers. Farm work is hard. You know, people talk about, you know, farming and crops and things like that. That's a gamble. You know, we do crop insurance here, and I try to help secure their assets on that part of it. So that's just another phase of what we do to try to help our farming community. I'm Mickey Lively with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Their genetics work. They've got proof. The B&L Red Angus Bull Sale is Wednesday, March 23rd at the ranch near Putnam. Selling 100 18-month-old Red Angus Bulls, 30 registered bred fall calving heifers, and 15 registered open heifers. Lunch at noon, sale starts at 1 p.m. B&L values low inputs with high efficiency, added pounds through genetic merit, and honest females that make it happen year after year. The B&L Red Angus Bull Sale, Wednesday, March 23rd at the ranch near Putnam. For catalog and videos, log on to blredangus.com.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards Weekly Cattle Sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Today in Ag is back with Jimmy Clark.
All right, I'm back in the studio with me from Davis Angus Cattle out of Foss. I always think of you guys out of Burns Flat, but it's Foss.
We do live at Burns Flat. But Burns Flat doesn't have a rural route, so we have to put Foss to the rail.
I didn't know that. Now I do. Yeah. All right, well, Jim and Debbie is in here with us, and so is Jordan, her beautiful daughter. She's in here. And I think we're going to start with Mama, because I want to end with Jordan, because we already got a possum story coming. And Jim's face actually turned red, so it's got to be good, because I don't remember any stories from when I was working over there for the Pitzer so long. I know there's one. I just don't remember what it is, because him and Dub were pretty tight back in the day. And so, well, you guys got your sale coming up Saturday. And it's at the Clinton Livestock Auction.
Yes, it is. And we're going to have it in a tent again this year. We'll have tables where people can be comfortable and eat. And we'll start the bull sale. DV Auction, of course, is doing the sale again for us this year. They say if it's not broke, don't fix it. So we're doing have a lot of the same people. Carol is catering for us, and so if nothing else, it's always a great time. It's great to see people again and renew friendships, and because our customers do become friends, but they also become family, and so it's just great to see everyone, and so we're really looking forward to. It's going to be a beautiful day.
The forecast is
great. Yes, it's going to be a great day for a sale.
I was filling for Mike last night.
Yes. I kept on praying it would just hold off.
But there was a whole house full in there.
Yeah, he did it. He always does a great job. Yeah. Great job.
It starts at 12:30. Uh-huh. But you're going to, the people come into the sale to buy bulls and stuff, there's a meal before that, right?
Yes, sir. The meal starts generally around 11:30.
Okay.
Typically, Carol's ready before then, but she does a real good job getting everything lined out, and good food, good fellowship.
Right, yeah. No, I haven't got the privilege of going, but I'm coming this Saturday. I'm giving up my golf game just for your sale.
You'll never regret.
See, what it'll do is it'll save a Mike Schweitzer story of not a squirrel on Oak Tree Golf Course, because there could be somebody out there on Sarah Golf Course making me a story. So I'll come and. Let's get to Jordan for a minute. Not about the story, because we got plenty of time. We're going to take a break when we finish up. When we come back, we'll get to the stories. But I'm learning more about it every day. But these charts with EPDs,
yes,
they've changed things, haven't they?
All the time. About the time you get it figured out, they change it.
Right, because they just changed it again.
Yes.
Last week, if I remember right, because now it not only involves Angus cattle, it involves crossbreds or semi, or other breeds, in other words. But can you explain, like, I'm looking at the first one, number one, J62. Is that the one that won the battle on Facebook?
No.
No,
but that
was a loser.
That was your bull.
He was on Facebook. He was.
Now, a lot of people with this not in front of you, you don't understand, won't quite understand, but many people that buy bulls and cattle, they'll understand. But, you know, with these deals going on there, what are they looking at when they're looking at those charts? Kind of just a small overview.
Just depends. So a lot of guys, they'll call and they say, hey, I want something maternal, or hey, I just want live calves that are small, that I don't have to pull anything. It depends on what your operations goals are.
Right.
So a lot of times we'll get either they want something that's feed efficient or low birth weight would probably be our biggest call that we get.
Right.
And so we go in and we basically say, you know, if you're looking for a low birth weight bull, we suggest a Kevin Hughes Direct, which is your first number right here. And that's the EPDs. And we'll say anything over 8 and a birth weight EPD of 1.0 or below. And it depends also if your cattle are home-raised and you know that you can get away with a little bit higher birth weight.
Right.
And so knowing your cows is kind of a main thing. And then on below that, you've got their DNA numbers. And so you can verify. It's all tools. And so it's kind of built to work with each other. So you go, you look at your Kevin Hughes Direct and your birth weight, and you're like, okay, I like that. And then you come down to the DNA and see if the DNA backs that up. Yeah. And so it all just kind of works together. And then with Dad, he's real good about saying, you know, this cow's always done this and mixed with this bull, she should do this. And so he will call some heifer bulls. So this one, lot one, he says would work on heifers. And he knows that pedigree really well, and he feels confident that that bull would work.
Right.
And so that's the benefit of having somebody that's been in it for
ever. Yeah, because I'm studying it harder and harder. Jimmy Taylor got me out on this. You know, because I said this probably 10 times on the show before, but I was out there fracking a well on the Taylor Ranch back in 2013. And we were down for some reason, and Jimmy pulls up in his farm truck. You want to go see my cows? Well, yeah, pick me. You know, but we went down there, and anyway, was looking at him. He's got a wonderful set of commercial Angus cows. And anyway, I said, what's those over in that pen for? I call on them. I mean, I was just like, what's wrong with them? I mean, they look just as good as the rest. But Jimmy has a set of rules. If they don't breed back in a certain time, they don't breed in a certain time period, or something happened, pow, you're out of here. But I've been learning about, because he's follows his cattle to the feedlot. Mm-hmm. So this is his operation. Not everybody's operation, just his operation. And he looks a lot at that marbling and that fat.
And the tenderness.
Yes,
he's
and
the big tenderness. On the tenderness.
And then he can take this chart off of a bull and mix with the DNA on his cows. And what he can do, he takes his DNA off the cows, and then he can pick a certain bull off of these charts that will, you know, if this cow's making too much milk, maybe he can put a bull in there that, or not enough milk, maybe he can put a bull in there that'll help it with that milk. So these charts you guys put in your sales catalogs are, I'm learning, but I'm getting there.
Oh, a lot of people. And, you know, that's probably our number one call. I don't know that Dad gets it so much, because I think people are kind of scared to call him. But they'll call me and they'll say, hey, what does this mean? And so I get to help explain this a lot, and I don't mind that at all. So if anyone has any questions, call me, text me. And a lot of guys just say, hey, this is what I'm looking for. I bought a set of cheap cows. I need some bulls that are going to improve those cows, because I'm not keeping the cows after this year. Get me a list. And so I kind of know what the guys like, and I'll send them a list. And then they go through it and they call me and they say, hey, why didn't you include this bull? And I say, well, this is why. And we also, one thing about us is Mom keeps so much information, is that I can go through and pull up and see what bulls they've bought in the past and make sure that we don't double up on any pedigrees. Mm-hmm. And then some guys will call and they'll be like, hey, I've got my bulls loaded in the trailer. Who's my heifer bull? And so I can pull up their past purchases and I can say, oh, C43.
That's why they don't call him.
Yes. And I can do it right there in a pasture or wherever. I mean, it's just a little app that I use. So, yeah.
Well, if you guys are just joining me, we're about a third of the way through the conversation with the Davis Angus cattle. They're having their sale, the bull sale, this Saturday at the Clinton Livestock Auction. And Debbie and Jim and Jordan are in here. And we're just going over that EPD chart because, like I said, I just started learning about it. And because I raise Simmental Angus Cross, if they don't look good, I take them to the sale barn. But my ways are changing even at 60 years old, especially since they come out with that new test. Now I'm in the ball game. And so, but there's and then also I noticed this. I didn't know this. I noticed this. Hey, you guys looking for some bulls and you need a bunch of them? You get a 5% discount if you buy 5 to 9 of them, right?
Yep.
And then 10% over 10, that's a lot of money.
That's correct. Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's a lot of money. Say they brought, just for conversation here, $5,000 a piece. You bought 10 of them. What's that, a $5,000 discount? Is that right? Yeah.
We've discounted $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 is not unusual to get that kind of discount if you're buying numerous bulls. But back to the EPD thing, that Jimmy Taylor's a sure enough a student of EPDs. But most of the people we get, a lot of the people we get, not necessarily most of them, don't really understand them, and they don't really want to.
Right.
And it's been put upon us to just let us know, like Jordan said, what you're looking for. Like if you're raising freezer beef,
right?
You need a calf that's feed efficient and marbles,
right?
And tenderness,
yeah.
And tenderness. The tenderness is one of Jimmy's criteria on his bulls.
Yeah, and Monty's. And so they're the ones that actually kind of told us about the tenderness. Like, we saw it, we were like, what is this for? And so we actually learned from our customers when they said, hey, this is why we use it, this is why it's important. Then, you know, that we learned something.
Instead of going for choice, we're going for prime now.
Yep.
I mean, that's what Jimmy's after. Mm-hmm. He's after his to be the best of the best. And I can tell you, I just bought four of them here a while back, and there's no complaints on this end. And there's no complaints on this at all. And well, and then, you know, you talk about getting more efficient with your cows with the right bull. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't matter whether it's going to the feedlot or if you're raising cattle to go to the sale barn or even show cattle, however you want to look at it. This thing does tell you a lot, because I went down there to that ranch that I was telling you guys, I went down there to that Bradley, and I went down there and we hadn't even looked over this pen. So I took the catalog here, and before I cheated, I went over there and there was 30 bulls in that pen. And I looked through there. I'm not saying I'm the best judge of cattle, but I know good from bad. How's that? And that's enough. And I picked out what I thought was the best one in that whole pen. And then I'm looking for same thing Jimmy was. I was looking for something to go to the feedlot and do the best. And I opened up the catalog and looked at the one that I picked, and it was the worst one in the bunch for what I was looking for. I mean, the bull was a good bull, but it not for taking cattle to the feedlot. So, you know, and it was just lesson learned. Because a lot of guys, I don't even know if a lot of guys even look at the cat bulls anymore. They look at this, or they'll look at the bull, but they'll go through your catalog and pick out and mark the ones they want. And they won't even pay no attention to the rest of them because it doesn't fit their criteria. So, but you act like you know what you're talking about this. How come people don't want to call you about it?
Oh, they do. I don't brag to Jordan when people call me. She comes in saying, so-and-so talked to me on Facebook today.
When you guys had your little bull face off on Facebook there about a month ago, I seen that right before the show come on, so I got on there. I said, hey, Jordan needs some help. Dad's whooping up. And I looked after a couple hours later, there's like 300 replies. Yes. I was like, you were winning.
Yep.
So I thought, well, I'll stay out of it now.
We're fortunate that Jordan does have a Facebook presence, and that's become a big way of marketing things now, is through Facebook and
Twitter, Instagram. It's just social media. I mean, sometimes you hate it, but sometimes it does you a lot of good.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to tell her that it's time justified that she spends on that. But
you guys don't go anywhere. We're going to be right back, and we'll continue talking about Jordan's got a story to talk, but we're going to talk some more about Angus cattle. And I know Jim touched on it a little bit, and Debbie touched on it when they got into this back in the 90s. Is that right?
49 years ago. 49 years ago.
I ain't doing the math. You do the math. That was in the 80s. Or was it? No, it was in the 90s. It was after.
It burns flat.
Man. Yeah. Okay, cool. Anyway, we'll be right back after this. Don't go nowhere. We got more of a great show coming up. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO. Also, if you got anything you would like to ask the Davises and Jordan about cattle or any of the bulls they got, and you want to text it in, keep it clean, and text it in, and we'll ask them on air. Maybe they can answer your question on air. We'll be right back after this.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, February 18th. 453 head were sold. 3 head of steers at 258 brought 226. 4 at 485 brought 190. 2 at 510 brought 174. 5 at 725 brought 158. 11 at 763 brought 136. 3 head of heifers at 302 brought 191. 2 at 393 brought 168. 7 at 484 brought 164. 11 at 524 brought 167. 10 at 650 brought 156. Butcher cows were 28 to 87. Butcher bulls 80 to 115. Bred cows were 350 to 1525. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
I've seen a lot of industries come and go. The ag sector is a basis for Western Oklahoma. We do ag real estate, cattle loans, crop loans, to purchase cows or to purchase stalkers for wheat or grass. We do operating loans for seasonal needs, to buy feed, purchase fertilizer, purchase seed, buy hay and feed for the winter. I'm Monty Carlson, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Better beef bulls at an affordable price. The Davis Angus Value Genetics bull and female sale is Saturday, March 5th at the Clinton Livestock Auction at 12:30 p.m. Their feed efficiency tested on GrowSafe system. More than 50% of the bulls are suitable for heifers. There's data for DNA, data for birth, weaning, and yearlings, and there's ultrasound data. The Davis Angus Value Genetics bull and female sale is Saturday, March 5th at 12:30 at the Clinton Livestock Auction. Get information online at davisangus.com or go to Facebook and search Davis Angus.
The Day in Ag is back with Jimmy Clark.
All right, let me make sure this is updated. Yep, 65 degrees, the wind's out of the west, southwest, 9 miles an hour, gusting up to 14, humidity is 16%, and I know we don't have a burn ban in Beckham County, Roger Mills, Ellis, Harmon, and Ouachita County, but don't be, man, it's 16% humidity, it's just like gasoline out there, and I know there was some fires yesterday, and they didn't get out of control, one almost did, but just be careful out there. That's all I got to say. Going to be careful. Coming up next segment, I'll have the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast. And we got, thought I had a text for you, but they said wrong number. But Jim and Debbie Davis and Jordan is in the studio with me from Davis Angus Cattle. They got their big bull sale coming up this Saturday at 12:30 in Clinton at the Clinton Livestock Auction. And it's great sale, and we've been talking about EPDs and a little bit of history. We'll get to the good stuff later, don't worry. But anyway, there's I've known Jim a long time since I worked for Pitzer's, so that was back in the 80s.
A long time ago.
Yeah.
You were quite a bit younger back then.
So were you.
You couldn't tell it.
Yeah, whatever. I'm glad. But still, they ID me when I go in the bar still. That's why I grow this goatee that's gray. That way it shows maturity. So,
okay.
Yeah, see, your hair's already there. You don't have to do that. But anyway, we was talking about the EPDs, and Jim brought up something during the break here about 9 generations. You got bulls that go back a long ways.
And I think the lot four bull, I followed him back to the back end of his pedigree, which I do a lot of that. That's one of the ways I make breeding decisions, is looking at the pedigrees and what animals are involved. And with long-term knowledge of the industry, I know what certain bulls were famous for, the pine drive and power plays back 20 years ago, 30 years ago, however long it's been, and have somewhat of an understanding of what those bulls did for the industry. And that's one of the things that I look for, is different bulls in the pedigrees on the bulls that we use, not just chasing fads. Several years ago, there was a push for larger ribeyes, and we started chasing, or the industry started chasing, 20-inch ribeyes,
right?
Which are too big.
Or plate.
But that's where the big money on cows was going, the cows with the big ribeyes. Well, come to find out, they can manipulate that a little bit.
Yeah, really?
when they can, they will. Now we're chasing, I think the goal is maybe a 3 IMF number and a $400 C. We won't chase that. If it fits our program, we're going to use those bulls and live with them. You don't see 20 kids out of one bull in our deal because we made some mistakes and we had to trash a bunch of those cattle. And when you're dealing with about 300 cows, you haven't got room to trash very many if you're going to sell 70, 80, 90 bulls. So we kind of spread the risk around. That's our risk management program. How's that sound?
That sounds actually kind of professional.
Except when your wife is sending in DNA.
I mean, we just like to keep things interesting.
Oh, yeah. Obviously, you guys look like a very happy family, and I follow you guys on Facebook, and you've been busy with stock shows. Looks like the hubby takes care of chores, and you get to have all the fun.
Most days.
But stock shows aren't easy.
Well, they're fun.
Yeah, they are fun. I love them, too. We got Hawaii coming up.
So
you guys are done. Washtenaw County's already
Yep, Washtenaw County's done. Southwest District's done. So Hawaii's our next show.
And that's coming up in, 2 weeks?
It'll be the week after our bull sale. So we basically go from the bull sale to Hawaii. Yeah,
you got to busy. Yeah. You got to focus. And what's the son's name? Denton?
Denton.
Yeah,
yep.
Okay. I did remember that. My brain's been foggy since COVID. I'm not very good.
I will say that mom is kind of our secret weapon. And she's super competitive. And so all you have to say is, hey, I think we might get beat today. And she'll be out there working hair.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's funny. I haven't seen her. It's been a long time. And then she come on the show, and lo and behold, my son come up from Texas, and he said they were going, him and my grandson was going to get a haircut. Walk in there, and she's doing some of your chores.
And two boys.
And she's a good luck charm. My grandson, Hank, 2 years ago, I busted his butt because he was acting up. Grandpa don't tolerate that stuff. And he hadn't hugged me or talk to me in 2 years. Walk in there, and she's present. He gives me a big hug. He gives me a big hug, and then he starts bad-mouthing me from the hug. So she's a good luck charm. My grandson just needed to be in her presence. I better not act up with her. I better give Grandpa a hug.
Yeah, I do the soap thing.
Oh, yeah? We did, too. back to the... I'm going to ask you, why Angus?
Why not? That's what we started with when I was in college. Albert Rutledge had some cows over Stillwater, and we bought a few of those cows and got familiar with the breed, liked the cows. They're gentle. They're easy to deal with. They're trouble-free.
Right.
For the most part, we don't have to call many for bad udders or bad temperament. The number that we call is insignificant
to what you got going on.
And which allows us through the last 25, 27 years, however long it's been, to call for lack of production. You don't have to worry about bad traits coming in. We can call strictly on production. If the cows don't produce a big calf, don't breed back, don't have problems, they're gone.
Well, and the Angus Association has done a wonderful job promoting
certified Angus beef.
Oh yeah, they've done a great job with they're doing that. And nothing against the other associations, but they're starting to play the game a little harder now. But it'll be hard to pass the Angus one.
You can criticize EPDs all you want to, and there's people that do. But they're the best indication we've got of what you can expect from a bull or from the cows, like buying these bulls. That's the best indication you can get is by the EPDs. We follow that up. We ultrasound them. That information's available sale day. And Debbie tells me it's online catalog.
Ashley said, Debbie, I may not get it on today, but it will be on next week. So it's on our website. It's I don't know. I looked this morning. She hadn't got it up when I looked about 8, but that's kind of early.
Did they get their Valentine's candy yet?
No, but I will. They get it off. I am sending
fruit baskets, Valentine's candy, chocolate. I'm not sure if she sends roses or not.
Well, if they help me, they make my life easier. And they do make my life easier sometimes because Jim can make my life hard a little bit sometimes, and so they can help me out.
Jimbo, come on.
She hides from me when I come in the house.
What did you do as a kid, Jordan? Run?
No.
You were probably a daddy's girl anyway, so why would I even worry about it? Why did I even ask that?
Okay, well, what it is his handwriting is a little bit not... I mean, I think that's his first B in school was handwriting. So he brings his Kevin book in, and what I think he has written and what he has written sometimes is two different things. And then he can't remember what that was a year later.
It's hard to get old, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Well, you know, you're talking about the EPD stuff, and, you know, some people are in it and some people in it aren't, but one of the guys that helps – Jimmy, and I don't know if it's the same guy, Kevin.
Milner.
Yeah, Milner. Yeah. Anyway, I got him coming on the show in a couple weeks.
He is so good.
Yeah, I got him coming on because I want to learn more, and he'll bring it in here because they said he'll explain it like a two-year-old can understand it. And
he's very good.
Yeah, and he's coming on. So
good.
And then they just changed that chart again. He was telling me about it at that sale that we were at. He said, "Yeah, we just changed that again." I was like, "Well, I'm just learning what you got now." But anyway, so you guys got how many bulls? 77.
There's going to be
75.
75. We've lost two. We kicked two out. One got hurt, and one had a surgery, so he's out.
Is he still a bull?
Yeah, he's still a bull. He just had a hernia.
I just want to ask, when you say surgery with a bull, first thing comes to mind.
No, he got hurt fighting, and somebody knocked him in his belly, and it caused him to get a hernia, and so we took him to Newcastle to Dr. Barker, and they've got him fixed up, and so he's going to be my new herd bull.
Oh, cool. He'll be all rested up by breeding season.
Yeah.
So do you guys calve fall and spring?
He does spring calving, and I do the fall calving with a few springs. I mostly do our show stuff.
Why is it you do fall and he does spring?
So I don't have to compete with his bulls. So it's kind of separate.
Oh, I knew I could get it.
No, we've been a spring calving program all along, we're set up for that more so than you get into a real dry year like this year's been. It gets a little tough to raise those calves like you want to see them.
Daddy was giving the look to daughter.
I had to order some feed. We don't crate feed, but I had to bite the bullet since we don't have any wheat right now and order some feed, and I was squealing about it.
Oh, yeah. Well, lesson learned, huh? Well, hopefully...
Well, she has all the 18-month-old bulls that are in the sale. I think there's 18 of them.
Yep, 18.
18 of them, and it works well. She can manage those for the sale, and she does real well with those.
Is one of those the one that won the contest, 18-month-old bull?
Yes, he is.
Dude, you're such a daddy's girl.
I think that deal was rigged. I really do.
Facebook?
I don't know how you do it, but I think she
I know it. How she did it. Can we tell you?
Yeah.
She put a picture of you on there and a picture of her on there, and beauty won over the beast. that's how it won. I'm sorry. Looks will always win. but it looked like it was a pretty fun contest.
It was
very educational for me.
You're gonna get your own page.
she came in. I mean, all of these things cost money, and she pays her part. And I had gathered up three bulls advertising, and she came in and my daughter can be a little bit rude to her mom and dad occasionally.
Really?
You would not believe that.
I can't.
But she is. And we had a short discussion about this deal. And she said, well, let's put them on Facebook and let the people vote. And it amazed me. Some of the people that voted should have been doing their job instead of voting.
But I can already tell next time you guys come on, I'm going to have Steve Harvey in here and we're going to be doing Family Feud.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Well, it might not be good for your broadcasting ratings.
No, because I don't. This is live. I don't have no delay going on here, and that's the reason why I don't take live call-ins. They can text it in, and they can say whatever they want on the text, but that doesn't mean I'm going to read it. But they, so you got 18. You got 18 fall-born.
Yep.
Going to be in the sale. So they're 18 months old. You said that. And then 18 and 18. See how that works out? Did you do that on plan?
Nope.
You did plan that? And then on the rest of the bulls, you got on the bulls you raised in the spring, you guys, you talk about creep feeding earlier. You guys, I know you're having a bull sale, but you farm and ranch just like the rest of us do. How about these prices on feed?
You know, Jimmy, I love it when corn prices get high. We feed the bottom end of our calves.
Okay.
Okay. When corn gets high, the choice select spread just balloons.
Okay.
You get rewarded for cattle that are bred to marble, not fed to marble.
Marble.
And our cattle are bred to marble. And they can convert that feed better, and we get more money for them.
This was not planned. I asked that question, and he gave the most perfect answer ever. And it's true fact.
And yes, sir.
Yeah, because...
That's one of the benefits of buying from a family operation. That's a local operation. That their cows have to work for a living.
Right.
Our little bulls, they get brand new toothbrushes before they go out and go to work, get a little bottle of cologne, and they're ready to go out and mow the grass and meet the girls.
Yeah.
They don't need a parachute for a soft landing. They're ready to go to work. The yearling bulls, we do the evaluation BSE deal, and I think there's one of the yearling bulls this year that had a 40-centimeter scrotal circumference, and that's where the work comes from. That's where the business is. And they don't have to lose 200 pounds before they can
start
bend down and mow the grass or pick weeds out.
Yep.
If you want them to pick weeds, they'll pick weeds.
So. Well, you make a great point because not all bull sales are alike. None of them are alike. But I have noticed some that I've looked online around, not around here, but around the nation. And a lot of those bulls look like they do, just like you said, they look like they need to lose some weight before they go to work or they might have a heart attack. No, I mean, the bulls look great, and they are great. They're just going to have to get in shape to, like you said, go mow the grass and meet the girls. And that's a great point.
Yes, sir, and the real problem with that is they're going to lose weight when they come to your house.
Yeah.
And sometimes those things start going backwards. And they don't turn around.
Yep.
I listened to a guy from Arizona one time talking about buying bulls, fat, pretty bulls, and turning them out. He said they don't lose weight. They don't get sick. They just die.
Yeah.
It may be suicide. I don't know. I wouldn't want to live in Arizona. Debbie scolds me for taking bulls to Elkhart, Kansas because...
Here we go.
All right. We were delivering some bulls to Elkhart, and this whenever I called and got direction to the house, and they said, our house is lined with with big cedar trees. It's easy to find. And so, anyway, we were got where we were supposed to.
Back before GPS and Google and all of that stuff.
You had a map.
Yeah, we had a map. And I said, Jim, this is supposed to be it, but this house is not lined with big cedar trees. There's some bushes around it, but these are not big cedar trees. And it was a house, and what I considered big cedar trees and what they considered big feeder trees.
Wasn't the same.
Wasn't the same. And when I let those bulls out, I said, I'm sorry, guys. I should have packed sunscreen for you. I didn't realize there's no trees up here.
Oh, yeah.
The big cedars were about 3 foot tall.
Yeah, you know where every homestead is in Kansas, for the most part, except for eastern Kansas, but out west, west side 35, when you see cedars or evergreens or whatever, you know there's a house there. Yeah. There was a house there. And then, well, you guys got a minute? I've got to go to break and come back and do the Hobart Farm and Garden, and we'll finish up with Jordan and the possum. Jim, don't look happy. We'll be right back after this. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
From sunup till sundown, we know your irrigation equipment needs to be as hardworking as you, because we all know a farmer's job is never done. Valley is your strength in the field. We're the everyman brand. No matter your operational setup, we have the irrigation equipment and technology to move you forward. Valley products are built to last, easy to operate, and ahead of the curve. Durable, reliable, and built tough. This is Valley.
Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325 or online at knutsonirrigation.com.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden. Complete nutrition for every animal, that's what you'll find in Hi-Pro Feeds. At Hi-Pro, their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. Buy the best and get the most out of every animal. Hobart Farm and Garden in Hobart, Oklahoma is your local Hi-Pro Feeds dealer. Providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. See their ad in the Penny News and check them out on Facebook. See all they have to offer at HobartFarmAndGarden.com. That's HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Ron Hayes here. Here's what the good folks are saying about SEI Agritech's Livestock Nutrition Center's feed and minerals.
Hello, this is Sean Wyatt. I have a cow-calf operation, and I buy my feed from Kent Watkins at SEI Agritech in Elk City. Kent will provide the best service possible. I highly recommend giving SEI Agritech a call about your feed and minerals.
If you want better feed and better results, visit SEI Agritech in Elk City, your local Livestock Nutrition Center authorized distributor, located on South Randall in Elk City.
This is Jerry Nine, owner of the Woodward Livestock Auction. For sale last Tuesday, February the 22nd, we sold 318 cows, bulls, and calves. Thursday, February the 24th, we sold 2,004 kids and feeders for a total of 2,322 cattle for the week. Tuesday, better killing cows bring 87 to 94, thin cows bring 40 up to 82. Bulls bring 87 to 112. 2 to 4 year old bred cows, 1075 to 1335, with their 5 to 8 year old bred cows, 850 to 1100. 9 and older bred cows, 950. 2 to 4 year old pairs, 1360. Hunter steer cattle, 350 to 4 weight steers, 219 to 230. 4 to 450, 195 to 221. 5 to 550, 191 to 207. 6 to 650, 160 to 187. 7 to 750, 160 to 164 and a half. 8 to 850, 155 to 158, 9 to 950, 149 to 155, 1,000 50-pound steers, 139 to 143. Hunter heifers, 4 to 450 heifers, 183 to 187, 5 to 550, 164 and a half to 183, 6 to 650, 145 to 166, 7 to 750, 145 and a half to 147, 8 to 850, 135 to 142, 75, and 7 heifers weighing 962, bring 130. We sell 59 black heifers weaned and shots, weigh 480, bring 189.50. 117 mixed collared heifers, 612, bring 152. Good market for this Tuesday, March the 1st. We will have 30 bred cows, 5 to 8 year old. We got 20 pair running age. On March the 8th, we will have a Red Angus special at 1 o'clock. For that, we got 30 Red Angus bulls. We got 52 Red Angus 2 year old pairs. We got 15 black pair with Red Angus calves. Also, we got some Red Angus open heifers and bred heifers. Give us a call. We'll see you this Tuesday. Thanks, Kim and Jerry Nine and the Woodward Livestock Auction.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Oh, A listener told me not to be talking about spanking my kid in public. Well, I should have used soap on his mouth then. So anyway. Well, guess what? We're right out here, not left. Anyway, today 66 for a high, and we are there. Winds are out of the southwest at 12 miles an hour. They're starting to get up. Tonight, 33. Man, the whole next week looks great. But 72 tomorrow, 75 Wednesday, 77 Thursday, 75 and breezy Friday, and then it cools down a little bit Sunday. But your sale day looks great, 75 degrees. So anyway, it looks like a great week. Not hardly any wind at all to speak of until Thursday night and Friday, but that is your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast. We got 4 minutes left.
Our bulls will be down at for people to look at on Friday, so come down.
We're hauling them in Thursday, and if you can't make it to the sale, go to davisangus.com, and there's a link for DV auction, and people can watch the bull videos, bid online. All the supplement information will be on there later this week.
Oh, cool. And then you guys, the people go and look at the bulls Friday and look at them Saturday morning for the sale. But you're going to bring up either pictures or videos of the bulls and not actually bring them in. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a great way to do it.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so.
It's easier on us. It's easier on the bulls. Bulls have been through the chute, what, 8 or 9 times. I think one of the questions you had last time we were on was the vaccination program. When those bulls go through the chute, they get something done besides just weights taken.
Right.
And they've had every vaccination known to mankind, wormed and dewormed and rewormed and deliced. And,
yeah, because lice is kind of a problem right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because, I mean, there's when you drive down the highway, all you see is cattle rubbing on the fence posts. So it's coming. But when it starts warming up, those lice will go away. So, well, Jordan, come on. We got 2.5 minutes. I want to hear a story.
Okay, I can't tell the possum story, but if you ever want to know, just ask Dad. It's definitely worth your time. But I will say this morning, so we've got some old Maine show heifers that are old. And so anyways, we've got one that we call the pitcher pen cow, and she's the one that we drag in the pitcher pen when we're taking pictures and videos of the bulls. They follow her. They go to her. Like, she's a lifesaver. So anyways.
She's a decoy.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, she's fantastic. Worth her weight in gold. So I bred her to a Maine bull called Garth. It's B-O-E Garth. And so I've been so excited about this mating, like, forever. And Dad, I called him this morning to ask him a question. He's like, oh, picture pen cow had a baby. And I said, oh, she did. It's a Garth baby. What does it look like? And he said, oh, I'm sorry. And I was like, you're sorry? I was like, no, that's a good thing. And so I had a million questions. He's like, I don't know. So, of course, I promptly show up, and I get to go help him tag kibs and mix up all the drugs that we give him. So he knew what he was doing.
Did she really have a baby?
No.
I got help.
Oh, I see. It was, oh, man, you got to come see this baby. But he didn't say Garth baby.
No.
He has no idea what Garth means.
I'm not real into the show deal. Debbie and Jordan both were the big driving force in the show program and still are.
Right.
He was just the driver.
I was a truck driver and
all the bad decisions.
I like
the reason we lost in some of the shows.
Yes. Yeah. Talking about, yes.
And, the best cow I ever had, I was going to a show with Jordan, and Jason Icky was helping us back then, and he had learned AI. And I'd given him some criteria and a list of some cows that if they came in, what to breed them to.
Right.
Well, this cow wasn't on the list, or she was on the
list. She wasn't on the list.
But we didn't have the semen I told him to use. So he thought about it, and he used the best thing he could come up with that he thought was similar to that. That cow won the National Junior Angus Show.
Wow.
Not how Dad would have bred the cow.
Yeah, not how Dad.
Yeah, you stick with the bulls and let the girls run the show part of it. Well, the music's playing, And thank you so much for coming in, and good luck with, and Godspeed with your bull sale this Saturday. And I will see you guys there.
Good.
All right. Jim and Debbie Davis and Jordan with the Davis Angus bull sale this Saturday. Make sure you go. It'll be at Clinton at 12:30 at the Clinton Livestock Auction. God bless and have a great day. It's the Day in Ag.
Ladies and gentlemen, the hottest stars in country music.
Here they are.
Hi, this is Sarah Evans.
Hi, this is Tracy Lawrence.
This is KECO Elk City.
Hitting Russia in the wallet. Elisa Brady, Fox News. On the fifth day of attacks in Ukraine, Shell just announcing it's pulling out of Russian investments, including involvement with the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. The Shell chief executive saying they're shocked by the loss of life in Ukraine, calling Russia's attack a senseless act of military aggression. A first round of talks between Russia and Ukraine ending with no breakthroughs today. Meantime, the French president spoke with Russia's president.
And the French indicated that Putin is looking for a number of demands that simply are not realistic. Things like the demilitarization of Ukraine and recognition of an area of land called Crimea that Russia annexed back in 2014, likely not going to happen amid this war.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Kyiv. More than half a million people have fled Ukraine to neighboring countries.
No one knows where they're going now. They just want to get anywhere. And there are many people who simply will not get out.
We're scared of war, of Putin. We left everything and just run away.
They've left their homes, their jobs, their memories. Most don't know where they're going.
Fox's Benjamin Hall in Lviv. Many countries are trying to help the Ukrainian people.
Members of the UN General Assembly began today's emergency session with a moment of silence before debate began, which included blunt words from UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
The fighting in Ukraine must stop. It's raging across the country from air, land, and sea. It must stop now.
He outlined three steps being taken, including sending $20 million in support from the Central Emergency Response Fund to help Ukrainians get food, water, and health care. He also appointed a UN crisis coordinator for Ukraine and launched two emergency appeals for help on the humanitarian and refugee fronts.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America is listening to Fox News.
Americans don't trust big media. The source you can trust is Newsmax. Find it on all major cable systems or download the free Newsmax app on your phone. Millions are watching Newsmax and the Newsmax team with Rob Finnerty, Eric Bolling, Sean Spicer and Lindsay Keith, Greg Kelly, Stinchfield and Rob Schmidt, plus Weekends with Huckabee, Diamond and Silk, Gorka and Wendy Bell. 20 million people have made the switch to Newsmax. Try it. You may never go back.
So the dream was to build your very own law practice. Be your own boss, call all the shots. But have things like billing, HR, timekeeping, and all the other management stuff turned your dream into a nightmare? Take charge of your practice with Lexicon. We're the intersection of practice management software and legal support services for your firm. You'll get more billable and livable hours back. Lexicon marks the spot for all your practice management needs. Visit lexiconservices.com/intersection to get the whole story or schedule a demo.
At Robert Eisen Ford in Elk City, you're in luck because Truck Month is here. We are Western Oklahoma's auto headquarters. Take advantage of Ford Truck Month and shop the all-new 2022 Ford F-150 and stock with 0% financing for 60 months, plus customer cash back. Or you can order your very own and it will arrive quickly with the same great savings and more. Come experience the Barber Dyson difference of the largest selection, friendliest people, and award-winning customer service only at BarberDysonFord.net.
Alert, 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 alert.
As we now interrupt these commercials with an important music announcement.
For Nonstop Country starts now.
96.5 KECO.
I can see it now, like a picture in a frame. Oh. Blue jeans and t-shirts, who we wore it like a name. I wish I could go back to those days when the town was the whole world and love was the crosswind on a road no one was on. Five deep with our hands up, just singing along to a hip-hop song. I wish I could rewind and replay when the town was the whole world and love was the girl next door. Soundtrack with a song in the dark. I miss those days when our dreams were there for chasing. The time was better wasted. We were summer young and living for a Friday. If freedom was a highway, freedom was a highway. When you're 17 and driving, you don't think about the road running out. No, 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 no. You just keep your eyes on that horizon, 'cause you're wrapped up in now.
Fine Line wants your car, and they're going to pay you for it. Top dollar. Call Steve Jones at Fine Line, 225-9111. 225-9111. Make some money.
If you ain't got two kids by 21, you're probably going to die alone. At least that's what tradition told you. Don't matter if you don't believe. Come Sunday morning, you best be there in the front row like you're supposed to. Same hurt in every heart. Same trailer, different park. Mama's hooked on Mary Kay. Brother's hooked on Mary Jane. And Daddy's hooked on Mary too. Checks are always cashing to buy a little more distraction. 'Cause mama's hooked on Mary Kay, brother's hooked on Mary Jane, and daddy's hooked on Mary two doors down. Mary, Mary, quite contrary, we get bored so we get married, and just like us we settle in this town.
Tim, Toby, Kenny, and Carrie, only on 96.5 KECO.
Touching down from a 6-night honeymoon, sun-kissed kiss, still drunk on love, went from all-inclusive margaritas in Malibu to praying we could pay rent this month. That doormat says welcome home, but I think it's wherever I'm with you. It's more than some bricks and stone. No, there ain't nothing like home, sweet. You and me ain't got much, but we got all we need. Wherever the wind blows, wherever this life goes, baby, all I know ain't nothing like, nothing like. Swing on Sunday, just as gentle as a summer sunrise. They say it's where the heart is. Well, mine's with you, babe. Long as I got your hand, I'm fine. Could be white brick and picket fences, or some busted AC hotel room. It's all picture perfect if you're in it. No, it don't get much better. Sold sign, sitting on boxes in the living room, laughing and crying, just staring at them two pink lines. Ooh, yeah. Time to make a little more room in our head.
Next.
KECO, Elk City.
We only sell 100% diesel. We don't mess with the biodiesel. We've heard nothing but problems with the biodiesel. It grows an algae in the tank and it dirties filters, and I've just heard a nightmare about it. We use 100% diesel. We also sell 100% gasoline. We don't get the 10% ethanol. We just are more comfortable with that. We feel like it lasts a little longer. When a farmer's buying 500 gallons and they're going to use that over 6 months, we don't want them to get to the last 6 months and it be bad.
We have to maintain that spec for out in the oil field, so we just pass it on out here to our yard and say, or that way we just always know we're not getting any bio, that way you don't get any trash in your fuel, which is going to save you, and then less time you have to change filters and buy filters and all that stuff and maintenance on your equipment.
Our company is called Flow Fuel. We deliver fuel to farmers and ranchers around western Oklahoma.
Call 339-8111.
Call 339-8111.
We are no longer taking 2 to 3 years to get teeth straightened. We have several cases that range anywhere from 3 to 8 months. Fast braces are amazing. It's a patented wire system with advanced brackets that help to move and rotate the teeth at the same time. They are very fast. Traditional braces go through a different series of wires. Fast braces is all one wire. We had a particular patient, and I mean, he was done in 3 months. Mom was ecstatic. My name is Jamie Cameron, and I am a dentist in Weatherford at 129 North Bradley, a block north of Brahms.
Also at Liberty Dental in Carnegie on Main Street, right next to the movie theater.
JamieCameronDDS.com. You can also visit us on our Facebook page, Jamie Cameron DDS, where we treat you like family and do life-changing dentistry.
Brian Bacca is an investment advisor representative of and advisory services offered through Royal Fund Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Being debt-averse and not running up a bunch of debt creates a lot of financial freedom. And I was actually teaching the stuff that Dave Ramsey talks about on the radio before I ever heard about Dave Ramsey. And I actually practiced that in my own personal financial planning. So that in itself has given me a lot of financial freedom and financial peace. You know, I do a lot more comprehensive financial planning than just investing in portfolios. I talk to people about debt structuring and trying to eliminate debt, borrowing money, if we can avoid borrowing money at high rates of interest, or avoiding student loans, avoiding high interest credit cards. So it's more of a comprehensive financial planning model than what most advisors do.
Who's helping you get ready to live the life you really want to live? Brian Bacca, Advanced Financial Strategies. Call 323-6800. 323-6800. Online, it's retirewithbacca.com.
Do you want the best for your car? Then fill up with premium at Circle K. Circle K Premium is our best fuel with double the cleaning detergent, protecting your engine from corrosion and damage so it can work at its best. And that, my friend, increases your mileage for more cha-ching in your pocket. Plus, when you fill up with premium at Circle K, you can save up to 20 cents per gallon. Offer valid Thursdays or Fridays at participating stores. For details, visit CircleK.com. Circle K. How convenient.
The hottest stars in country music.
Hey, we're
the Band Berry.
We're Rascal Flatts.
Hi, this is Sarah Evans.
This is Toby Keith.
Hey, it's Parmalee.
Turn it up.
96.5 KECO.
I've reached the only logical conclusion. Love ain't supposed to make sense. This ain't no thinking thing. Right brain, left brain, it goes a little deeper than that. It's a chemical, physical, emotional devotion.